Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Goblins are green, ghosts are white. I'll pull down my pants and give you a fright. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Rock and Roll Toast for that catchphrase submission. It's a little too Halloween specific for me to keep saying it every week. So unfortunately, Rock and Roll Toast, that's not going to stick. We'll be still on the lookout for another catchphrase. But thank you so much for that submission. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Yes, if you listened to that catchphrase, and I sincerely hope you did, you know that it is Halloween time here at Comedy Bang Bang. We have a great show for you. Coming up a little later, we have siblings. Are going to be on the show, two people who are related to each other, apparently by their parents, by way of their parents. We also have a director, a film director, so that's very exciting. My name is Scott Aukerman, and let's get to our first guest. She is, you know her work in such things as The Guild and Buffy the Vampire Slayer and I want to say this title. I was going to take a stab at it. Now I'm regretting it. The horrible sing-along of Dr. Someone.
Wow.
A good host would have had that in front of him, but
it's okay. You're one man shop. It's okay. I'm here.
Exactly. I'm recording this thing. That takes up 90% of this.
You're doing everything. Also, you have a seat warmer on your toilet. So
yes,
when
I do.
I relieved myself earlier before we started. I did not poop, by the way.
Thank you.
It was a number one
that.
Only. I only reserve my poops at home. But
you only do it at home, so even when you travel.
I mean, unless I'm forced to. I fly home. And no, it was really just very soothing to have my posterior warmed while I evacuated.
You should get one.
I have one.
You do have one.
Yeah, but what's surprising is
we're seat warmer buddies.
I was about to say we have the same Toto. The only time I've ever seen a bidet that warms in a context that was not my own home was a sushi place. And then I screamed because you don't expect it. You don't be like, ah!
You don't go into a sushi place expecting a seat warmer and a bidet. No.
In fact, it seems unsanitary to warm sushi. You don't want that. You don't want your.
And also, what are they trying to say about their food that you would need one?
Listen, they comfort from head to toe.
Wow.
So anyway, I just feel like you can mangle all my credits.
Do you want to say what this thing is I'm trying to say?
Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. That was an internet.
It doesn't even make any sense. Why do I need to memorize it?
You don't need to do anything. Just read. You're a pretty face. Just read like a
thank
little...
you. I appreciate it. Before the show, you already slammed the shape of my teeth.
Listen, no. I was talking about Invisalign, and I said I refuse to take them out for this stupid podcast.
That's even worse, slamming the podcast. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Your work is exemplary. No, I'm on my last three trays. I can't. I got to get these. I got to get them shifted, man.
Yeah, exactly. Keep them in while we do this podcast, please. I beg of you. She is, of course, the titular Dr. Horrible, I'm assuming.
It's not really my iconic role, but thank you. It's great.
What is your iconic role? Because
a lot of people know me from Supernatural. I should probably be
Supernatural.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
That's the show with the brothers who
very handsome brothers, yeah.
Whose parents were killed by goblins.
I don't believe it's it was not a goblin murder, but it was tangential demon. You know, they're all in the
Supernatural. They were demons,
world.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I saw that first episode. I was like, those are goblins.
That was 25 years ago.
I turned it off and said, I will not watch this again. And so I missed you. Were you on the first episode?
I was not. I was in the last eight seasons on and off.
The last eight and on and out off. Of how many seasons?
55.
I expect you to say on and off, because if you were in every single scene, that would be a terrible strain on
too much work.
Exactly.
These number ones on the call sheet? No, forget it. I want to be number seven. I want to be the coroner who comes in and sews somebody up once a week. Give me that residual check.
You are a coroner, really?
That's my dream role.
Oh, that's your... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, would it be... And I'll introduce you in a second. Would it be amazing to be on an NCIS show where you're like the person who goes... Oh, yeah, this person was stabbed through the heart.
Oh, yeah, but I want it to be a vampire. They were stabbed through their second heart, because I know it.
Wait, vampires have two hearts?
That's my new theory. Prove me wrong.
I would think that in the evolution of vampires, they would grow a second one, because everyone knows you stab a vampire through the heart with
exactly.
a stake, it dies.
They'd have a fake, right?
Yeah.
Like a dummy? Or
a dummy heart. Yeah, exactly.
I like this idea. Yeah, yeah. No, I want to be a
corner. We're going 50-50 on this. I need you to do all the work, though.
I need you to do the work, so maybe we'll just have your toilet lid do it, and then okay, we'll just call it a day.
You know her from Supernatural, the last eight seasons, off and on, certainly. Not in every scene.
I do a lot of internet content. Do you even have a bio there?
I looked at it before you came in. I like to do it off the cuff.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Guild, right? That was internet
stuff.
Although I read the comic book, though,
back in
the day. I did, yeah.
Wait, what?
I did.
I am impressed with you.
I never saw the show, but I read the comic.
Thank you. That's fine.
I had dial-up until last year.
Oh, no. You poor thing. Your porn must be so low quality.
And we need to welcome... Oh, by the way, her new project is called Third Eye. We'll talk about that in a second. But we want to welcome her to the coveted Two-Timers Club here on Comedy Bang Bang. Please welcome Felicia Day. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Felicia.
I'm really happy to be here. I'm going to forget everything we did before now.
I don't remember what we... Oh, okay. Everything on this episode. Because I don't remember the previous episode, really.
It was with the lovely Janet Varney, right? Who's actually in my new project. So
she is.
I was really bummed she couldn't be here.
Oh, really? Was she going to show up?
No. Nobody asked her, and I didn't
ask her. It would have been a surprise to me, although I love seeing her.
I just wanted her to spontaneously be here in a coincidence that was just massive. Wouldn't it be nice? Let's put that in the world.
Well, we hooked this up through intermediaries, and maybe, the messages didn't get
because you don't follow me on Twitter, but we don't go to Twitter anymore.
I'm not on Twitter any longer.
Wow, you just quit up and
I just
quit.
I up and quit.
Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I'm still there. It's like every boyfriend I have, I can't quit him.
Well, you're pot committed at this point. You put so much time into it, and that's where you made a name for yourself. I mean, you didn't make a
too
name
many
for yourself
followers
on Twitter, but
there.
Yeah,
you just can't leave them on the curb.
I know, exactly.
Follow me on Blue Sky, which four people can get in. No, it's not effective. No, but anyway,
Welcome to the Two Timers Club. You must be so thrilled. I mean,
I am.
Not a lot of people are in the Two Timers Club. I mean, Gary Goldman is not in the Two Timers Club. Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, he's only in the One Timers Club.
What?
Ben Stiller, not in the Two Timers Club. Now, these are all people who never came back the
second
time. Paul Rudd, not in the Two Timers Club.
So you're really making it feel like I'm just a desperate has-been to even be here again. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have you. A big fan of all of your work, including Supernatural and Dr. Horrible's blog that he sang along to. It's great to see you. And I'm really excited about this new project. It's called Third Eye.
It is called Third Eye.
And this is something you wrote. You're a wonderful writer.
Thank you.
This is a
failed television pilot that I was God damn it. They will make this if I die trying.
I have so many failed television pilots and movies. I should turn them into something, right?
You should, if you love them. If not, if they're just like crap, you just tossed out to see if the chum would, get some piranhas. No, don't do those. But yeah, this one stuck with me. I pitched it back in 2016, and I was so stupid back then. I made a neon sign for the show before it was sold because I was an idiot.
Wait, for whom? For
myself.
Just for your room and in the bar
room.
Downstairs.
Yes, it's so sad. And then when it didn't sell, I was so devastated. Clearly, I'm not meant for this business.
a neon sign.
I know, it's so bad. It's a really cool sign, and now it's pertinent again. So then Audible approached me in right before COVID, and was like, "Do you want to do a project?" And I was like, "Hi, I have this thing I can't." let go of. And they
were
like,
you have the sign. And was it contingent upon you owning the sign?
Yeah, or? I was like, you have to pick this idea because I have the sign, which they didn't even use in their graphic design. I don't know.
For the strange.
It's fine. It could be better, but it's on Sunset.
I mean, the sign costs like what? Probably
several hundred dollars.
Yeah, okay? Like I would imagine $750.
You know, neon
right?
is a, it's a very rare gas. Did you know that?
It is, yeah. What number gas is it? Do we know?
Don't. I should know that.
You really should. If you're going to own a neon
I'm so
sign.
Stupid. I'm so stupid. What about
imagine
helium?
If it breaks and suddenly that neon escapes.
Oh my God. How many atoms? How many electrons? How many whatever the, oh God, I'm losing my nerd cred.
Positrons?
No, that is not
that's
a word.
Not a thing?
I know.
It sounds real though, doesn't it? We have to agree on that.
I actually think positron is a thing, but it's not the thing that we're thinking about.
Okay, but it is a thing.
Oh my God, I'm getting a science headache. our geek cards are being shredded as we speak.
No, I read The Guild, the comic book, so mine is still intact.
I can't believe. Did somebody give it to you for free?
No, I bought it. It's in there. I
can't believe that.
It's in that room over there.
That is a sexy Under collection, G. though. By the way, sexy collection.
Yeah, it really, yeah, it's a full room full of stuff.
I wanted to poke in there, but I was like, I don't know him well enough. I will be in your underworld tour after this because we're best friends.
You know me well enough for that. I believe it's filed right after Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh, good company.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So anyway, Third Eye, it's about a failed chosen one who kind
what
of
is it? First of all, what is it?
Okay.
Before we get into
yeah,
what it's about. It's a piece of content.
It is
right?
7 hours of majestic TV for your ears.
Wow.
Okay. It was made with Audible. So they're known for audiobooks and audio things. And I was like, I'm going to make this TV show. I guess we'll do it in audio. And then
and the great thing is you don't have to actually film it. So no one has to wear makeup. Although I would imagine some people wore makeup.
No.
When
although no, a couple of people came in when they were
sure.
recording, but they're just trying to show
and
me.
You know,
up.
If you're going to go record something, why not come camera ready in case there's BTS stuff?
I don't know how much voiceover you do. But the
I've done my share, which
okay.
means approximately two cartoons.
Oh, that's just friends hiring you?
That's, okay, that's just my share.
Yeah, but the three doyens of the voiceover world, Gray, Tara Gray. Strong,
my old Kirsten, college friend Gray Delisle.
Kristen, yes. She's
we
amazing.
Worked at Chin Chin together.
What?
Yes, back
you,
in the 90s.
Are you kidding? You were slinging some noodles with Gray?
Of course, yeah.
She is. They show up to callbacks and they look like Chanel head to toe. These
Does
ladies,
she really?
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous. So is Tara Strong. So is, I mean, there's
so
four or
Kenny.
Five of them. Yeah, Tom Kenny always shows up in a Chanel. So yes, it's an audio TV show. It's 7 hours worth. I thought I was going to have a writer's room, but then COVID hit literally when the contract was signed. I was like, I'm guessing I'm writing
just
450
yeah.
pages by myself. It was really interesting. And I am stronger
450
for it.
Pages divided by seven. We're it's, talking 60 some odd pages per episode.
No. It's 10 episodes.
Oh, it's 10 episodes.
7 hours, 10 episodes. So it's like a CW because I've been on the CW a lot. So it's about mm-hmm. CW hour length script.
Right. CW. That was a combination of Warner Brothers and Paramount.
R.I.P. So sad because that was my bread and butter. I was like, that's my.
Right. What was, yeah. what's the C stand for in it?
Come over here.
Come over here, weirdos. So it's a piece of content that 10 episodes, 7 hours long.
Yes.
I would say, let's see, 7 hours is 420. So it's about 42 minutes per episode.
Wow, you're
so. Good.
Look at you. I'm the one with a math degree, and here you are mm-hmm. just slinging numbers around. Look at
and,
that.
And you wrote all of these by yourself, and I was taking a look at the cast, and what's just jumped out at me was Neil Gaiman as the narrator.
Yeah.
And this is a gentleman who, if you don't know Neil Gaiman, he's a comic book writer, wrote a bunch of, speaking of the Halloween show, wrote a bunch of spooky things.
Coraline,
The Sandman.
Graveyard, yeah,
so
many,
many
things.
Spooky things and horror is included amongst those. And how did you, I would imagine you guys know each other.
So part, if you look at the cast list, all but save two people are parties at Comic-Con. That would be my connection to them. I used to be, I mean, I still am big at Comic-Con, but I had a company. We used to throw huge parties.
You used
I
to lost, throw the parties. Oh,
I
wow.
did. My company, Geek & Sundry, I lost a tooth at a party at 3 a.m. at a Comic-Con party
no
once.
No wonder you need that Invisalign.
It was. That was a cap, though.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Because I did have a little bit of snaggle.
Don't swallow the cap.
I don't know where it went. It probably is still inside me.
Okay. Well, so let's not use that as a drop, by the way. Let's not isolate that and use that as a drop. So you used to throw these parties at Comic-Con. You used to meet all these people. The only person I ever met at Comic-Con, of course, was the Punisher himself, Thomas Jane,
oh,
where
wow.
We were a famous story of mine where we were outside the Hilton and
Bayfront? Bayfront?
Bayfront. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was in an argument with a gentleman who had just gotten out of prison, he said, and they were in each other's faces screaming at each other. And then you would look over and they'd be hugging like, oh, it's all right, man. Then they'd be screaming at each other again. And then just suddenly the, you know how the train tracks are right by there.
Yeah.
Suddenly a train came by and Thomas Jane took off and then jumped on the train and just rode away.
I don't believe the story. It's but it is Comic-Con, so okay.
That's what happens at Comic-Con.
Okay. I actually buy it. I mean, I swallowed a tooth. It's still inside me. So
you used to throw these types of parties, and then people like Neil Gaiman and the rest of the cast would come.
People
to
would
these.
Come to my parties. I would go to their parties. I would take what's called a disco nap. You seem old enough to understand
sure,
this.
Sure, yeah.
So you go to sleep from like 7:30 to 9. You wake up. You're good until 3 or 4. And
exactly.
You just go to every party. Like, I never go out of my house other than a Comic-Con situation. Like, you can't get me. You have a concert pass. You have a wedding. Is it after 8? Pass. You know, I'm not showing
You're
up.
Here at 10:30 in the morning, by the way,
thank
which is the
God.
Earliest we've ever recorded this show.
Was that my request?
That was your request, yes.
When do you usually record?
Like 2 p.m. maybe,
oh,
you know,
no.
When we're all warmed up. And
you all look, and you're not
synapses
even drunk
are firing,
I'm
and
so
we can
sorry.
Think of other words other than positron.
Or Hullabaloo's sing-along glummy. Yeah.
Hullabaloo's sing-along glummy? have you ever been hung over at Comic-Con like I have, where you've fallen asleep on the lawn out front on a Sunday?
I have definitely fallen asleep different places. The day after I lost my tooth, I had a panel for Supernatural in front of like 7,000 people, and I had to smile, and you can't see it, but here, I'll give you the goofy smile.
She's putting her top lip above her top
above team. And it's easy because I have my Invisalign in, you know, tray 24. So it was very uncomfortable. And yeah, you know, I've woken up some weird places. I don't drink a lot, but I did. That's the place where I did drink to excess several times, except for the time I went to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, and I did have two hurricanes, got a megaphone, and started screaming, "Show me your dicks" at men.
How many dicks did you see that trip?
Many dicks. And
really?
You would be surprised. I don't know. I was surprised by how many people were completely denuded. It was like a turkey down there.
Interesting.
Very, very just like plain shaven. Do you just manscape it all off? Because it just feels strange to me.
Not every
know.
Single bit. I miss a few.
It's hard to get under, right?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, turkeys, we're still in October. It's not time to talk about this.
Oh, I'm
yet,
so sorry.
But,
okay.
But did you throw beads onto them or anything like that?
No,
or?
Just the megaphone.
Just the megaphone.
And then some puke later.
Do you still go back to Comic-Con? It seems
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah.
Do you really? Yeah.
I went this year, and it was the best Comic-Con in years.
Because the strike,
yep.
There are no Hollywood weirdos walking around there anymore.
Nope. Nope.
And everyone's there just for the panels of the people who are actually creating.
There
stuff.
Were not those SUVs just trying to shove through, you know, the show because
the Law and Order SUVs.
Yeah, all the Law and Order SUVs trying to shove through the crowd so that, you know, some
right.
A-list actress doesn't, you know, ruin her Manolos. No, it was really cool. And
can you go down on the floor? Because I'm a X-list celebrity at best, but even I was finding it a little uncomfortable.
It was too crowded because yeah. Everybody was not in Hall H or in the line for Hall H.
Well, also just people saying like, hey, can I take a picture? Which just slows you so down.
Oh, no. I know how to swim like a fish.
You see, do it. Yeah. You never stop moving. That's what
you never stop moving. I am very, very recognizable, especially in those. I have that kind of celebrity where it's like I'm super, super recognizable or
yeah,
like
in certain spaces.
Certain spaces.
Right.
And then. Especially in Hollywood, like who's that? Who the
yeah.
hell is that? Right?
No, I'm very recognizable from Vine and Sunset. You know where the ArcLight is? Like basically that city block. I can go into restaurants occasionally. People will just give me meals for free and
what,
stuff like that. I'm constantly like recognized just in that area.
Wait, what's your last free meal you got? I want to know more.
Veggie
about
grill.
This.
Very
you
nice person
grill?
Gave me a veggie grill. Yeah.
God damn it. See, that's my thing. My demographic is baristas. Around the world, I have been recognized by baristas. Every country I've ever been to, it's a barista. Not once has someone been like, here's your latte on the house.
Not once?
Not once.
Really? And lattes are like the cheapest thing.
Exactly.
It's cheaper than what I got at Veggie Grill.
Fuck you. Did you get the falafel? They're so good.
I don't like you saying fuck you to me.
Oh, excuse
that
me.
Hurt my feelings.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. I just get mad because I love free stuff. Okay, during COVID, so I have a lot of those social media followers. But for some reason, earlier in my career, when I could have made a lot more money at social media, I was like, no, I won't take those brand deals. I'm not going to do that. It's all about my work. Now that I'm old and I had COVID,
oh,
I was like, send me some. I'll take a fucking picture with it. And I'll just, I started doing
That's
this.
The thing. I get probably 20 emails a day that are like, can we send you a bottle of booze and and a free subscription to this t-shirt and all this kind of stuff? And I'm always like, nah, because then I got to post about it. And the one time that I really wanted the thing, I was like, all right, I'll post about it. And no one cared.
It doesn't matter and if so they care.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I should just be posting about this shit all the time.
You
no one
should.
Gives a shit.
I'm telling you, it snowballs. Because during COVID, I was bored and I was like, whatever box shows up up at my house, I'll take a picture with this. And literally, I look through my photos from like 2000 to 2020, you know, 20 to 22. It's just me going, hey. But then people are like, oh, she poses with crap. Let's pay her to pose for some
really?
Crap. Oh, yeah.
I got offered to go to some sort of premiere or something, they would pay for it.
Yes.
And my niece who like represents people for that for a living was like, oh, let me negotiate for you. Cause I was like, well, what do you get for this? Like $500 or something that. And it was, and she gave like a low rate for what it should have been. And the people were like, oh no. Because I think they were trying to lowball me.
Oh yeah. Well, some people
because I didn't
lowball.
Know any better.
Yeah. But now I'm telling you, it perpetuates itself. And then if you like, you could start this off by just posting a picture of something you like and tagging the brand. And that will start the free ball rolling.
Okay.
And then you get the paid ball. I'm getting nods in the room, all right? We know how to play this. Also,
I got to talk to you about this offline.
Listen, get your face in there. That's all I say.
Really? The face? Because sometimes I'll just take a picture of the product.
No, face it up. You got to face it up. And just the dumbest grin, just do it.
No, I don't need any help doing a dumb grin.
Your beautiful teeth. Show them
my
off.
Beautiful teeth that you slammed right before the episode started.
You were the one who were like, I have these teeth. I don't need Invisalign. Well, screw you.
Screw me? No.
Sorry.
And a screw you?
I'm so sorry.
Felicia Day. I'm going to rescind your pass into the two-timers club if this kind of behavior continues.
I won't be a three-timer.
Tell me who else is in Third Eye, because Neil Gaiman obviously is the narrator, and we've heard that Janet Varney is in this. But
Janet Varney, beautiful Janet Varney. We have Will Wheaton. We have
From
Sean
Star
Astin.
Trek, The Next Generation.
Star Trek, The Next Generation. I write roles for Will in everything I do, and he is very good in this.
He's in The Guild.
He was in The Guild, exactly. He's in Tabletop. We created a show together. It was quite popular there. Mm. Sean Astin plays a vampire, Frank the Dumpy Vampire. We have an incredible London Hughes. I don't know. You're a comedy guy. You know,
yeah,
probably
London's
know London.
Been on the show. Yeah.
Oh, is she a one-timer?
She was in the one-timer club. Yeah.
Okay. So she's better than me. Great. We've established that the two-timer club.
It's interesting that the more people are on, the worse they are in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Just ask me. Maybe in 5 years, I'll be desperate enough to come on again.
I mean, John Hamm's been in, he's in the 15-timer club.
But
he's doing all right.
That's different.
He boned Jennifer Aniston in the morning show.
Oh, well. Oh, this morning show? Or?
Yeah, this morning show. The one we taped right before you. We just set some mics up and.
Give me that recording. London Hughes, hilarious. This girl named Lily Pichu, big influencer online, but also voiceover extraordinaire. And then we have tons of cameos that I called favors in. We have Harvey Guillen. We have Christian Nairn. Weird Al does a sprite that gets his hand burned off. You know, like I just called in all the party friends, okay?
And if you heat up Sprite enough, you can burn your hand in that.
You know what? I've never done that. Does it stop bubbling?
No, it never does.
Can you turn it to a syrup and just put it in other things? Like
I wonder if
it?
You heat up Sprite enough, will it like crystallize?
That's what I'm saying. Or it could turn into like a syrup.
Do you want to pause this show and just
let's try
experiment
it.
A little
Come
bit?
Come on, let's Bill Nye this shit.
I love that Bill Nye is now a verb.
It is. He should be.
Have He's you ever seen him? I saw him at the White House.
Is he a one-timer? He would do the show.
Would you do the show,
I bet
really?
He would.
If he shows up at the White House, he'll show up here,
right? I'll do this.
Isn't that weird? You're at the White House, you're all excited, you turn to the left, there's Bill Nye. You're like, what's going
on? Just tell
here?
Him about the bidet. He'll be here tomorrow.
Really? So what is the premise of it? You mentioned vampires.
Yes.
This is our Halloween show.
Appropriate.
Sort of, it is appropriate for that. Is it spooky in nature? What exactly?
No, it's a fantasy comedy, which Hollywood takes a poop when you talk to him about fantasy and comedy together. Not cool. But it's about a failed chosen one who 15 years later has a girl come in and blow her life up and kind of rethink her past, present, and future. And so I play Laurel Pettigrew. It's basically if Harry Potter failed against Voldemort, like what would the world be like and how much would people hate her? Well, a lot. People would think she's the worst in the world. And it's a fantasy comedy. So it's lots of jokes, but also I created it because I wanted to, I was in a really low place in my life. I left my company and I was a prodigy when I was a kid. I was a violinist and then I was kind of a prodigy on the internet. And I always felt like a failure afterwards because once you like do something cool, nothing is that cool afterwards.
Yeah, I always feel bad for people who make it really big early on because then life is just kind of downhill and you have to adjust your, you know, your whole way of thinking about things.
Exactly.
And some people are unable to do it. But it seems like you're
No, I didn't. I just, that's why I wrote this thing. This is where I'm channeling my angst. My therapist says it's really good for me. So I wrote this and you know, the journey is, it's long. It's 7 hours. So essentially I wrote the whole season of television. I never would have voluntarily done that, but it was really cool to, you know, just have to buckle down and write the whole thing. And I think it's really funny and hopefully people check it out.
How do people get it? 7 hours, it's the amount of two Godfather Part Twos. You can watch that twice or you could listen to this.
Do you use that analogy every time?
It's 3.5 hours.
Great. Wonderful. Yes.
Godfather Part One's only three.
You could get it at audible.com/thirdeye.
Audible.com/thirdeye. And from what I could tell when I was poking around in this, you can get you can probably get it free for a little bit just to test it out.
Most people have a free credit. You know, if you're a Prime member, you get a free credit. So go take my hard earned work and just take it for free.
They still pay you for that, though.
Yeah, I get paid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's audio, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wonderful. Third Eye out there right now, audible.com/thirdeye.
Yes.
Is that where you get it?
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, we need to take a break. Felicia, can you stick around? Because I'd love to have you co-interview with me, sort of, the siblings and the film director.
They sound creepy, but I'll be here.
Okay. Just the word sibling sounds creepy to you?
Yeah. I don't like siblings together.
Do you have a sibling?
I have a sibilance, which is close enough to the word sibilance. Yeah.
You need to take your retainer out.
No, not for you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Felicia Day. We'll have more with the siblings and the film director. We'll be right back with more spooky comedy Bang Bang right after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Felicia Day here with The Third Eye is her project right now. About 7 hours or so. Or is it seven on the dot? Or
it's about seven, you know? I mean, it's long enough. You'll get your
this
money's worth.
Sounds under free. Seven to me.
Okay, it's 6 minutes and like 52 seconds. Why would you even
6 minutes and 52 seconds?
Hours.
That is really far off from 7 hours.
Jesus Christ.
You're not in the stand, by the way. You are under oath. We require all of our guests to be under oath on the show. So you can be criminally prosecuted.
So
if you.
Sorry.
You want to get to our next guest? Because I'm very interested in them. They're siblings. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Selma and Blair.
Hello.
Hello.
No relation.
No relation to who? To each other?
To Selma Blair.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you are siblings, so you are related to each other.
We're twins. Twins by choice and twins by blood.
So, wait, what came first, the choice or the blood? I would imagine the blood.
It was the blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's blood.
It's always the blood.
It's always the blood. The blood that comes first.
Can I have some blood, sister?
What?
Can I have some blood?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to slip my wrist.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
no,
please
don't. Don't worry. Oh. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Drink it up. Drink it up, brother.
Very unsanitary.
Drink it up, sister.
You're squirting the blood all over Felicia Day. Here,
I'm sorry. Did anybody else want
some? No, none of us
really
want
good.
Blood.
This was a free t-shirt. Stop it.
Oh,
it's sweet. She eats lots of sweets, so it's really sweet.
Yeah, if you eat whatever you eat, your blood tastes like it.
Oh, really? So it's like semen? Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and all my sister.
From what I'm told.
Hey, no judgment here.
Yeah, no, we're here for
I appreciate that. Selma and Blair. No judgment.
No judgment.
My sister eats lots of donuts, so her blood's sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet like donuts and creamy like donuts. You know,
I've never seen creamy blood before, but there it is. It's sort of coagulating.
There it is, right there.
It's more like an icing kind of texture.
Kind of an icing.
Put that in a piping.
We do.
Yeah, for our mom's birthday. We do it.
We do it for mommy's birthday. I know what you're saying.
Oh, really? To be honest, I don't know what to say.
Nothing but silence over here.
We know what you're saying. We can read minds.
We can read minds. I'm saying that's not a mom. That's just a skeleton in a sweater.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. You brought your mom with you?
She
drove us here. Oh, I thought that was a guardian. Oh, no.
Yeah,
mommy drove us.
She drove us here.
That's been in the corner in the shadows the whole time.
Yeah.
Let's bring that is a skeleton in a sweater.
Yeah. Don't be shy, mom. Come on.
Come on, mom. Click, click, click. she says hi. She says hi.
She's
that
shy.
Sounded like you just saying click, click, click.
Yeah. No, it's her saying hi. She's saying hi.
Saying hi. She thinks you're real cute, Scott.
Oh,
wow. Nice. You can psychically commune with your skeleton mom. That's
oh,
really
my
sweet.
God. Yeah. She's like, mom. Chill out.
She's a little too thirsty here.
Click, click, click. Oh, stop, mom.
Silver fox.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. She talked to me a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not just talking about her pelvis when I say she's open.
That was a good
I prefer
one.
You just talk about her pelvis from now on. So Selma and Blair, yeah. you seem very creepy, which is, I guess, apropos for
Thank you.
The season
so much.
Here. You guys are siblings.
Yes.
How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
Let's see.
45.
Yeah, 45.
We're 45.
We're 45.
45 years old.
Yeah.
But so you're twins.
45 yes. years young.
Young.
Okay, so you are twins.
IMDb doesn't know our age, so don't tell.
Oh, so are you actors or you're?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
we got fired from the movie The Shining.
Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry. What parts were you playing?
We read
the original Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall.
We read for those,
and then they're like, "Wait a second, we got some twins we need."
They're like, "But you're very young girl. Maybe you should read for the young girl part."
Yeah, and so we're like, "Okay." I just broke my door with an axe, but okay, I'll read for a young girl part. And then we got the twins part, but then we scare everybody on set.
Oh,
yeah.
How did you scare people, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, maybe it started when I started feeding you my blood.
Yes, I've always been a blood eater. And then we would pull pranks around the set.
We love pulling pranks
I think the blood set. Would do it for me. I think I'd fire you right there.
Icing blood is probably a turnoff for safety violation.
What were the pranks that you...
Oh, they were so funny.
They were funny. It was funny you should bring up turkey, nude turkey, because we would go around flashing our shells.
What? It was such a funny prank.
So these are not spooky pranks. You're just flashing your dick around?
Yeah.
As a child?
Do you have a vagina? This is not a question I normally ask. Maybe I should just ask every single guest.
I guess maybe we should show them.
We should show them.
This is an HR violation.
Oh, no. Okay. Jesse, see?
What do you think? Can you tell what it is?
Can you?
I barely, to be honest. They're very mangled looking.
Yeah, tattoos and all that stuff. There's a lot going on down there.
We do a lot of cockfights, literally.
What does that mean? Because you have vaginas.
We fight with our vaginas.
We fight with our vaginas. Yeah. Sometimes we fight with other penises. It's a long story.
We have time.
Okay,
this is your segment.
Great. There's actually a really fun... There's a really fun, what would you call it? League?
What,
is it a league?
It's a league, yeah.
It's a league here in LA.
We started a league. After we turned 18, we started a league of genital fights.
Yeah. Mm,
wow.
Yeah.
So this is approximately 1996.
Yes.
Wow, good job. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, good job.
Really Kurt Cobain was no longer with us, but the Twin Towers were. It was that sweet spot in between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were so sad when the Twin Towers went down.
We were like,
more twins.
No.
Gone.
It felt like we hurt. Anytime twins go down, we feel it.
What are some other twins that have gone down?
Oh, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
They're no longer with us?
They passed.
They
no!
Passed. They passed. Yeah, it looked like they had some heart problems, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Based on their build. Yeah.
Yeah. They were, they were corpulent.
It's not body shape.
Medically speaking.
Yeah.
No, medically speaking, okay. We're corpulent.
What about the Doublemint twins? Did you guys ever audition for them?
Yeah.
We hate them.
Yeah. Oh. We hate. What? Actually, the other night, we were just in their house being the strangers to them.
Yeah.
You did a strangers?
We played cat and mouse with them.
Yeah. We snuck into their house. And then when they were asleep, we woke them up and we had masks on and we said, hey, we're here because your door was open. But the door wasn't, we broke through. And then we were like, okay, we're going to torture you all night long.
And so we just kind of pinned them down and farted in their faces.
Yeah.
And
this it's a lot like your other pranks. It's not very spooky or very creepy or violent.
Really?
Or
we always took ourselves for spooky.
The lead up is always spooky. And then when you get to the punchline, it's just kind of a letdown. I just got to tell you.
Oh, this is scary. Okay. This is scary. So like, you know about creepy crawling, right?
I don't think
no.
so.
Oh.
I mean, what exactly is creepy crawling?
So it's when you break into somebody's house and then you kind of move stuff around just a little bit so that they come home and they're like, wait a second, something feels a little off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to freak them the fuck out.
Just to freak them out. Manson did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Manson did it.
And this is something you do, or are you just telling
kind
us about
of.
It?
We go in their everyone's houses and we just pop off little turds around the house.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
We just pop that's off a, you, little
that's
tiny
worse.
Turds.
Well, I mean, having had some poop problems myself, you really have to have the right texture of poop because you don't want to be too regular or it's just going to be one piece you have to work with.
Right.
I have you a really follow want- up. What are your poop problems? You can't just say something like that.
I have a thing called SIBO, which, you know, it kind of messes you up. It makes some hard poops. And I did a poop test. I'll tell you. This is a comedy thing, right?
Sure, yeah.
I had to do a poop test, and you have to poop in what looks to be like a hot dog container, and then you
when
put...
When you say, do you mean a bun, or...
No, not the actual bun, but, you know, the paper thing you get to put, they put the hot dog in, and you have to poop in there, paper and then thing. Take the pieces of poop, some poop, scoop it out, put them in, like, 7 vials to send off to see your microbiome. Mine was so hard, I couldn't dig in, so I just plopped them in. It was very convenient.
Wow.
So if you guys have SIBO, you're going to be much more effective at what you do.
Wow. I did this for the, what is the test they do? The colon cancer test?
Yeah,
the,
Yeah. You had to poop in a
box,
hot dog thing?
And, well, it wasn't a hot dog thing. I don't even know what you mean, the paper you get with hot dogs, like a newspaper?
You know, when you're at the fair and they put like either some fries in it or a hot dog.
Is this the only place you ever get hot dogs? Is that the fair?
Of course. Of course. I don't eat a hot dog at home. That's so trashy. I'm from Alabama. I'm trying to escape my roots.
I understand.
Okay, thanks.
So you guys just put, do you poop on the floor or in the toilet?
What do you think, Scott?
I don't know.
Scott,
you're being ridiculous.
Come on.
Man.
We hate toilets.
You hate toilets?
We hate them.
We hate them. They're like wet doorways.
Yeah.
They are in a lot of ways.
Yeah. They are.
I've never stepped through a doorway and it's been wet on the other side.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So we don't like them very much. But you'll like this. One of the people we creepy crawled with actually Jared Padalecki.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Jared Padalecki. Who is that again? Is that
from Supernatural, Scott?
Oh, I thought he was the
Jesus
kid from
Christ.
Wait, the
Jerry
whole
Maguire.
Time. The whole time you were telling me that, I thought it was the subway guy. And I was like, hell
definitely
yeah.
Definitely not.
That's really
you should
different
definitely
Jared.
Go do that to that Jared. But Jared Padalecki is a lovely person. He's a very
dreamboat.
Tall.
Do you
He's
think that
dreamboat.
He and Jared like got some sort of like the authorities mixed up their identities?
I hope not.
And the wrong Jared is behind bars?
Not. All I want is poop in that the subway Jared's.
Done. Yeah. We'll go do that.
We'll go
That's
do
a bad
that.
Jared. Like you feel when you're a Jared, you have a community of Jareds around. Around you, so when you like, you must have been so proud of that subway Jared of like this guy lost all the weight, and then suddenly,
what a psychopath!
Yeah, yeah, he just like looks bad for all the other Jareds.
Well, also, you know, as a kid, it is you go to a gas station and they have keychains, and if you don't have your name in a keychain, it's a letdown. But Jared, I think, is popular enough to have had a Jared keychain community.
I can only imagine after the subway thing, they took all the keychains out of the gas stations. Yeah. Like, no, we're not selling these anymore.
No more Jareds.
Yeah,
no more.
Yeah, what a freak.
The subway
Wait,
Jared.
He's a freak.
To be very clear, the subway Jared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We think Jared Padalecki, the dreamboat.
Yeah, yes. Now that I know
what did
who
you
it
do?
Is.
What did you do with him?
We got into his house.
Mm-hmm. We ate all his food.
We ate all his food. He's,
what do you have in the fridge?
It's all keto. Yeah. So it was like, because he's shredded
he's
to
like
hell.
Shredded.
He's a tall redwood of a man. He is.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. So it was like,
yeah,
we
a lot
ate
of like mayo.
A lot of mayo. Yeah, it's fat. You got to have fat on all
that. Part, like sour cream.
That's sour cream.
Pads of butter.
We were hoping for more protein, but it's mostly fat.
Yeah. So he's on an all-fat diet. Does that work with keto?
I mean, just look at
it
the results.
He looks good. He is always looking
good. Yeah,
look at that.
So you ate his food.
We ate his food. And then we went to he has a gym in his house. And we just started working.
We ate his food and worked out?
We worked out. We pumped some iron. We pumped him out and we went on the treadmill.
And then we got really thick.
Blair fell off of the treadmill.
You guys do have great bodies, by
the
way. Other than the vagina part of it,
thank
which looks
you.
Disgusting.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
thank
they're mangled,
you.
But the rest of our body.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We had an incident with some coyotes the other night that really got our vagina.
Coyotes?
Yeah.
Where? What?
What happened?
We play a game called Where's the Bacon?
And we shove a bunch of raw bacon. Kind of anywhere we want.
and where do you want?
Anywhere it'll hold.
And, anywhere that'll hold it.
And then we take our dresses off and we run around the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, no.
And we go, hello.
We go, hey, where's the bacon? Hey, everybody, where's the bacon?
This sounds dangerous. If you were running around the hills in my neighborhood, I would take a shotgun out. And have you ever been mistaken
you
for
have
a wild
shotgun?
Animal?
Oh, my God.
I say that so no one tries to, any of you guests, try to come back here. And
listen, I will never be a third timer. Okay.
Take my copy of The Guild in that room over
Stop
there.
Stop it.
We were shot on the set of The Shining, too. Remember that?
What?
Yeah.
By whom?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson shot you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took it too far.
We took it way too far.
What happened?
We were kind of directing. We were next to Kubrick, and we were kind of like, we kept having pitches, you know. They'd already fired us, but we were like, we're going to like stay and kind of like hang out in Video Village.
And they were cool with that.
They were cool with
it. Well, you feel so bad when you fire someone. A lot of times you're just like, hey, hang around Video Village for a while and co-direct with
and
me.
Do you have any ideas and stuff? Yeah. And we're like, we think it would be funny if Jack Nicholson we think it would be so funny if he like if his pants fell down right here and then
just like going down the stairs
stairs and then pants fall
and
down.
Like add some human element to him walking around
make
with
him
an
fallible
axe.
You know what I mean we want to root for him
everybody's pants fall down
it feels like he's not the kind of auteur that would really appreciate your input. Maybe a Chris Nolan would be more your style because your sense of humor really fits his
you
material.
Think
wow yeah you would
Oppenheimer's
think.
So funny
oh yeah
we were all over
and
that
not boring
you were all over it
we were all over Oppenheimer.
Oh wow that's great.
Yeah, it's not boring at all.
We kept saying, add more minutes.
Yeah,
make
you can watch Oppenheimer
longer.
Twice or listen to Third Eye.
We were in Video Village for Oppenheimer, too.
Oh, no.
You were? Really? What happened over there?
Well, none of my stuff got in.
I was like, okay, if the bomb goes off, what if you cut to us and our hair's blown back and we go, what a bomb.
Wow. That's something about Mary kind of inspired, right?
Yeah.
Right.
When it's funny hair.
And they said no.
I mean, something about Mary, the hair, you know, was due to the aforementioned semen that was inside.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called the jizz.
Oh.
We just talked about it. Remember?
I can't
forget.
When we went to prom, we did there's something about Mary hairdo.
Really?
We did.
Yeah.
With whose?
We moonlight at a veterinary office. So we have a lot.
We have a lot of jizz there. Animal jizz.
I know. I have a lot of animals in my house. I don't think I have animal jizz around. What are the circumstances under which you would get an animal to jizz all over?
We worked at a veterinary office that specialized in inseminating dog mothers.
Makes sense.
Okay.
There are dog mothers all around.
Mothers
the world.
Of dogs, not.
No, I'm sorry. Hopeful dog mothers.
Oh,
yeah,
I
dogs
see.
Hoping
people
to
who
be
want
mothers.
To give birth to dogs.
Yeah, who don't have another male dog partner.
No dogs.
Dogs who want to give birth to other dogs.
Yes.
Thank you. And they're hopeful.
We did have one lady come in hoping to give birth to dogs, and we're like, we'll see what happens.
She probably she probably got kind of confused because on Mother's Day, people who don't have children, they always.
Oh, you're getting emotional.
I know. You
have
children. Yeah, okay. Like, I have a child. On Mother's Day, people who don't have children, but they want to join in on Instagram, they're like, I'm a dog mom. That person couldn't even say that.
And I always reply underneath, no, you're not. This is for this is for the real mothers.
It's kind of true.
Very
but,
popular.
You know.
By the way, I'm still stuck on, let's see, your prom was there's something about Mary theme. That came out in 1998. You were born in 78. So at 20 years old,
didn't do good at high school.
We did really bad at high school.
We were really bad.
We were held back a number of years.
How many years?
One,
did you just graduate?
Seven years.
That's bad luck.
It was bad luck because no one asked us to prom. So we went together.
Oh,
no. me and my sister.
And let's just say we did it that night.
What? You guys made love after prom? That's disgusting. That's
no,
incest.
Slow down. Stop
slow
being
down.
Freak.
Stop jumping.
Stop
to
jumping.
No judgment, of course. I'm going to judge it.
I'm from Alabama. I'm judging this.
Slow
Twins
down.
Doing
don't
it.
Worry.
Don't worry. It's going to be fine.
Don't worry.
Slow
it's
down.
Be okay.
Slow down. So listen.
Slow down.
You have to breathe. Put on the brakes.
Okay.
So we covered ourselves in so much jizz that we were unable to move. It kind of froze.
Yours or someone else's, obviously.
The dogs.
You were covered in a coat of dog jizz?
That's right.
After prom?
That's right. And we were unable, we didn't even get into the prom really. But at around 12:01 a.m., we were discovered by a pair of foxy janitors.
They were so foxy.
They were foxy.
So two very so good looking janitors. Were they together? Were they a couple or doing the janitor work
they
as a team?
They were also twins.
Oh,
they
really?
Were, yeah. Wow. Our school had twin janitors.
And they said, what are you two doing here?
And we said, trying to get laid before graduation.
Oh, no.
And it was a beautiful night.
It was awesome.
They picked up our rigid bodies, whisked us away to their janitor's closet,
and just had their way with us. But we were okay with it. We loved it.
We loved it.
Wait, then you did group sex with the hot janitors after the Something About Mary prom? Covered in dog jizz? Did you wash the dog jizz off? Or what?
Of course we kept it on. Okay. Wait, what was your prom like?
I'm sorry.
What was your prom like?
Yeah, what was the theme of your prom, Felicia?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, you were homeschooled? Oh, yeah. So who did you go to prom with? Your mom?
I didn't go to a prom.
Oh.
I went straight to college.
Straight
15.
To college? Really? Yeah. Right from prom to college?
No, I didn't go to prom.
Oh, okay.
I did get taken to, true story, my karate instructor who was the assistant. He was 15 and he was like, hey, there's a Valentine's dance and everybody dresses to the nines. So I wore a head to toe velvet dress and I went with Carlos and we showed up and everyone was in jeans.
Oh,
and it was
no.
my only experience around other American teenagers before I went to college. It was not a good experience,
oh,
y'all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow. He got me a corsage, though.
That's really nice. And how are you? It was karate?
It was Kuso Wan, actually.
Kuso Wan, how are you these days? Like if I were to attack you right now. Whoa!
No, I only do stunts on film. No.
You threw up your hands and you went
it wasn't the risk reflex. No, I'm not good in an apocalypse. You're not good. I'm sorry.
This might cheer you up.
Great.
It's gonna cheer you up. You'll never guess what we found.
Okay. First of all, we're not depressed, but go ahead.
Yeah, this will make
Let's
really
see, cheer you up.
Okay,
we found your tooth.
Found your tooth.
From that Comic-Con?
Oh my gosh.
We found your poop tooth.
I felt something pop out of my vag. That was it. When you guys said you ancestrally did each other covered in dog jizz,
yes!
I was like, my body just seized in disgust. And I felt something pop, but I just thought it was just, pee. But
You're welcome.
Wow. You're welcome.
What a reunion.
Yeah, this is great.
Put it in.
Well,
put
it's
in
actually, I got the cap replaced.
No,
so I don't have
put it in.
Take that one off and put this one in.
I made a pledge for it.
There it is.
It looks much better. I look like a
crocodile.
Thank you, Rocco.
You look good.
Beautiful.
I had to take it out.
You know what? It'd go good with that. Some of my sister blood. Have some sister blood.
I think we're good on the blood. No.
Are you sure? I don't mind opening up my vein.
Hey, what are you guys doing tonight?
Do you want to come hang out with us?
Yeah.
You might go prank some other people's houses.
Yeah.
Like who? What celebrity? Do you know the celebrities personally that you prank, or do you?
Hell no.
Okay, great. So
hell
just
no.
What's on your top five list? Who's on your top five list?
Patricia Heaton.
Oh, we can't wait.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
Can it still hurt?
She's retired
from,
in style.
Everybody Loves Raymond, I believe.
Yes. Don't pretend like you don't know.
Yeah.
American.
She's one of those rare stars whose last name is a verb.
Yeah. We love her. She's so versatile.
She's so good.
She's so good. We're going to go around, poop on her floor.
Yeah, we get her.
Sounds like you guys just want to poop on floors. These are not pranks necessarily. This is just you having
we're spooky.
A fetish?
We're
like
so
a poo
scary.
Fetish?
We're
no,
scary.
We don't have a fetish.
No, we don't have a fetish. Stop it. Just slow down. Slow down.
I'm not even talking.
You have to breathe.
For a second.
You have to breathe.
Please. Pump the brakes for a second.
I'm going to speak for Felicia. I think we're busy tonight.
Yeah.
I'm reserving 7 hours tonight to listen to Third Eye.
Thank you so much. And I have anywhere else to be.
Well, at least do this for us. So we just had a dating show greenlit, and
what network would greenlight you guys?
Oh my god!
Is this a CW?
Roku.
This is a Roku original.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Roku original.
That makes sense.
What's the premise of the show?
Twins.
Just twins.
Twins dating twins.
Twins dating twins.
So like the Olsen twins dating Rami Malek.
His
twin?
Has a twin?
Yeah, he's not famous. But
hey, that's a good idea.
Right, that's a good idea. Our show is just twins looking for other twins to fall in love with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you guys want to stay together. Yes. I can only imagine if you were to date separately and then you would split up.
We tried that one time. It was very bad.
It was horrible.
It was the worst day of our lives.
We both walked onto the highway.
We did.
And we got so confused. And we kept walking up the Honda Civic thing. Are you my sister? Are you my sister?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well.
So now we hold hands to every drink, everything.
Everything. We just never stop.
Did you ever read about those conjoined twins who, when they would date, they'd put like a sheet in between them and while they would, their conjoined twin would make love?
Where did you read that? Was that Wikipedia?
I think I had a book of, and this is a bad word for it, of course, but freaks.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Coming in hot.
That was the title of the book.
Maybe you guys can conjoin yourselves together. Yeah. Where would you attach each
other? Oh, fun.
One,
two, three.
Pussy.
You said poopy.
I'll put my boobie in your pussy, and then we could be conjoined.
Okay, you
let's
got it.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. Oh, no, they're doing it. Okay,
don't worry. We know how to do surgery.
Where'd you get a sewing kit so fast?
Oh, man.
I always carry it with me.
Here we go. Take a swig of Jack.
Here we go. You guys want some? Here we go. Let's be conjoined.
Sure, I'll take some Jack.
Ouch.
Oh my God.
Ow. 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 We're conjoined.
Woo, baby.
Awesome.
Sisters.
Sisters.
Nobody ever seen a sisters.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Sisters.
You guys really know this song by heart.
It's our favorite
we
song.
We sing it every night before we fall asleep at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. We always fall asleep at the same time.
Well, guys, I don't know. We are running out of time for your segment. Does that surprise you?
Have you been awake when I've been asleep before?
No.
Have you?
No. One time.
What happened?
Oh my God.
Geraldo was on, and it was a fascinating episode.
Oh,
was it
no.
the Al Capone's Vault episode?
How do you know?
It's the only one that I... That,
I think that's the only one I saw, too.
Yeah. There was one where a chair was thrown, and he broke his nose, right?
Those are
the two episodes that he did.
Did you see that one live?
A whole lifetime of things, and it just boils down to 2 hours of...
True. And that's all of us.
You know, you know what I mean? Like, your whole lifetime is going to be 7 hours of Third Eye.
Yeah, maybe. Or I'll just die ignobly, you know, just unknown and forgotten.
What a wonderful way to end this segment. We do have to take a break, guys.
Okay.
Can you stick around, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have a film director, maybe you've worked with them. That'll be interesting.
I bet.
Mom, have we? Clack, 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 clack. Oh, cool.
Right. Mom says clack, clack, clack. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Felicia Day, more Selma and Blair. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Felicia Day. Third Eye is the project, people can get it right now. It's out
right this second. You can get all 7 hours audible.com/thirdeye. It's a comedy adventure, has romance.
Who gets together with who?
Well, good question. Will Wheaton and London Hughes, the fairy and the bag.
They hook up.
They have a toured relationship. And in fact, when we were recording, I don't know if you know Will Wheaton. He's very funny. He should be a one-timer.
Never met him.
Okay, I can hook you up. He can come in one time. I'll do it.
Would it be bad if he was on and I told him I skipped all of his episodes of TNG?
That would be, forget I offered. He and London Hughes have a romance. Sean Astin and the lovely Janet Varney have a romance. And she is very funny. I think she's a scene stealer. So
wonderful. Yeah. How does that feel, though, to have your scenes, these scenes that you've written, to be stolen by the likes of Janet Varney?
I mean, we've done a lot of projects together. I'll stand next to her tall, blonde gorgeousness, and I'll play second fiddle to anything because I wrote it. I'm the boss. I could edit her out.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what's on the cutting room floor of Janet's. Nothing.
No, she's okay. So good.
We also have Selma and Blair here. They're twins, 45-year-old twins. We were looking at famous.
What is this? What are these?
What are what?
These Doritos? What the hell is that?
You've never seen Doritos before?
No, the fuck is that?
They're a snack item. They're chip. They're tortilla chips.
Oh my goodness.
Seasoned,
look at this,
usually.
Sister.
Look at they're colored in such beautiful colors.
Wow. Take
red?
Here.
Red? Cool
red.
We
yellow?
Don't have any Cool Ranch here.
Oh
that's
my
really
God.
Good.
Oh,
wow.
That's fantastic.
That's the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, have another bag. Yeah.
Thank you.
Feel free.
You.
Yeah. I got plenty of Doritos.
Can our mom have one? Can
we're not sponsored by Doritos, but I'd be willing to take my picture with
take your picture with them, post it, they'll send you a bag. Oh, I bet you live
one bag, come on,
one single but travel size.
I don't think a pick of me is worth one bag.
We're sponsored by some brands.
Who's sponsoring you guys? Selma and Blair.
Liquid IV.
Oh yeah. Okay, they're a sponsor on this show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Liquid 4 for a long time.
Oh. That's hilarious.
I played a character named Vi on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and people thought it was Six.
People thought it was Six.
Some people were like, I love your performance as Six. I'm like, you clearly.
And then they stole that on Stranger Things.
Oh.
Oh my God. That's
people should just call her Six, although I hear she's over Stranger Things.
I saw that one interview that they dredged up from a year ago just to get some strike content.
I guess,
Bravo Media.
But why bother even saying that? It's you're only under contract for another year.
Exactly.
Just get it over with. Guys, we were looking at famous twins. Scarlett Johansson is a twin.
Yes.
Ashton Kutcher, Kiefer Sutherland.
Wow.
Listen to this. Joel Madden is a twin who's married to the aforementioned Cameron Diaz of There's Something About Mary fame.
Wow. Connections.
Yeah.
We've met Scarlett Johansson's twins.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She is hideous.
Not very nice.
No, I mean, no. Okay. I'm talking about, I mean, she makes us look beautiful.
Oh, you're talking about her looks.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, you wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify.
Oh, yeah, her looks.
So there's no mistake that you're talking about her personality.
I mean, like, one of her feet is a rusted can. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, that's bad.
She is.
Are you sure she wasn't just playing kick the can and got it stuck on there?
No, she's a medical oddity.
Oh, okay. She should be in that book that I bought.
Yeah, freak.
Yeah.
Freak.
All right. Freak. Well, we need to get to our next guest. He is a director, and he's directed a lot of medical oddities. certainly one film in particular, The Elephant Man, about a medical oddity, certainly. But I'm a big fan of all of his work, including Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet. Please welcome to the show for the first time, David Lynch.
Hello, Scott. It's wonderful to be here with you and all these people.
It's wonderful to have you, David.
Thank you. I've been in the corner reading the freak book.
Oh, good. Did you get any new ideas?
I got plenty of ideas, but honestly, the things in my imagination are infinitely more freakish.
Oh, I imagine.
Yes.
You're one of my favorite directors.
Thank you.
You also did the weather on Indy 103.1 when I was there doing my show there.
Yes, we are former co-workers. Yes. Many is the time that Scott and I would chop it up around the water cooler.
That's right. You were doing the weather. Timothy Oliphant was doing sports.
And the three of us would tear the town up.
We would
paint it red. Yeah. We did, yes.
A lot like these Doritos.
Oh, let me... What the hell are these?
Oh, you've never had Doritos either.
What?
No, I've only ever eaten milkshakes, coffee, and cigarette butts.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You have constipation, I'm sure.
I think so.
Great.
I'm fully blocked.
Give them some tips.
Okay. Just smoke as much cigarettes as you can.
Okay.
And paint for hours every day. Just paint. Okay. Paint.
Can I dip into your blood real quick?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Dipping the Doritos in blood.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
Tremendous. To me, these twins are normal.
Oh, you have a different point of view,
yes,
though.
So for me,
it's a little insane.
Just a bit twisted.
Yeah. Hey, tell me the truth. I've always wondered this about you. When you directed that movie, The Straight Story, rated G for Disney.
Right. Yeah. The Disney's own, The Straight Story.
Did you think that it was a reboot of The Lawnmower Man?
Yes, I did. Someone told me, we've got a script about a lawnmower. I said, say no more. I assumed.
They should have said more.
Yeah, they should have said more because I showed up to set and it was not about a lawnmower slowly creeping towards people as they
lose their
minds.
Is that what The Lawnmower Man is about?
It's what my version of The Lawnmower Man.
Oh, okay. I was told it was about some sort of computer thing.
Yeah.
Felicia, you ever see The Lawnmower Man?
I have to say, my Lynch repertoire, I don't like thinky movies.
Oh, sure. Neither do I. That's why my movies are ethereal and mysterious. I worked briefly with these twins. Actually.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, I was going to ask.
I cast them in The Lost Highway. They were playing the Patricia Arquette roles of a woman with black hair and a woman with blonde hair. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. That movie is about doubles.
Lots of doubles. There's Pullman nothing and, more mysterious than encountering a version of yourself.
And we, it is our fault. We forgot to show up to set on the fourth day.
Oh, no.
You had to recast.
You filmed 3 days.
Yes.
I'd love to see that footage.
A whole movie.
Yes, it was. They kept peaking the levels on the boom mic. It was a lot of screaming.
Up into the boom.
Yes.
Pulling the boom down.
Yeah, we were pulling down and screaming, we constantly
had to stop down for games of Where's the Bacon? It was full production halt.
We also kept looking into camera and going, can you believe this?
I think would have been better.
That I like.
Well, you have a different point of view, though.
Yeah,
David.
Well, that's normal to me.
David, and this is a true story. When I went to go see Lost Highway, I saw the Los Feliz 3. And comedian Dana Gould happened to be in the audience. And a woman, it's really quiet and very suspenseful. Uh-huh. And an elderly woman came in about 8 minutes into it, at one of the creepiest parts, and just started saying, Henry. Just trying to find her husband. And Dana Gould, after she said this like 15 times, said, ma'am, I will pay you to kill yourself.
Scott, would it shock you to learn that woman was me?
What?
Yes.
So you're showing up like Taylor Swift to all the screenings of these movies?
I am constantly moving about the world like Taylor Swift. I pay people to move me about in a trash can.
Oh, this makes sense now. She got it from you.
That's right. Yes, Taylor and I are very close.
You're very hooked into pop culture.
Yes, I seem to strangely be able to appeal to women of all ages. Women in the entertainment industry
are
obsessed
with me. It's really Twin Peaks. It's Twin Peaks. You had some iconic female character. I mean, I remember being obsessed as a child.
Piper Laurie, unfortunately, just passed away. It's the Halloween episode. Yes. Hopefully she's not a ghost.
Gosh, but if she were, I would film her.
Yeah.
For content.
Yeah, you had Sherilyn Fenn.
Sherilyn Fenn, yes. Lara Flynn Boyle.
Yeah, so many. Yes.
Do you look at TikTok as maybe a place where you could share your artistry?
What's that?
Day? Oh, okay, forget it.
TikTok, it's so hard to explain.
It's short form videos.
Short form
Chinese.
Go on.
A lot like, you know, where COVID came from.
Yes, okay.
The Wuhan wet
what's
market.
What's that?
Any conspiracy you theory
COVID
you could
is.
Say
no,
about.
What's that?
Yeah. Wait, what is that? What are you guys talking about?
You guys don't know COVID is either?
COVID.
Oh, wow.
COVID.
COVID.
No, I said COVID.
Covfefe. Remember that tweet?
Now. That's funny.
That, that was funny.
That was funny.
But you have a different point of view.
I have a different sense of point of view.
You're a little askew, a little
That's
twisted.
Right. But I'm not, I don't want to be twisted forever, Scott.
Really? What do you want to do?
I recently had an epiphany while I was deep in a trance of transcendental meditation.
That's right. You're big into TM.
I'm big into TM. I got turned on to it by my best friend, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh,
I didn't realize your eyes were so close.
We're very close. Yes, I gave him the idea for Seinfeld.
Wow. You just gave it to him?
Yes.
What? What's the idea, though? The idea, something on your life?
Well, my initial concept was, what if four friends gathered at a coffee shop and were never able to leave because a mysterious force was keeping them inside?
Right.
And what if then, I actually wrote the Bizarro episode where there was a whole doppelgangers of all.
Right,
that
was funny. Good one.
That
good
was
one.
Very funny.
But you wrote it as a drama and it just turned out funny.
Yes, they added a laugh track where I wanted haunting pipe noises.
Wait, I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember because in your eyes, Newman, it's all a dream in Newman's mind.
Yes. And originally, I wanted the series finale to be a 3-hour scene where Newman yelled into a telephone.
As a fan of Seinfeld, I've watched this.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't have been worse than the actual finale they did.
That's so. What I said to Larry David.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. It's no holds barred when David's on the mic.
I always appreciated that about you when we were at Indy 103.
That's right. But so I had an epiphany.
Okay.
People have boxed me in as a filmmaker of the spooky and the strange and the surreal.
Elephant Man.
The Elephant Man. What a freak!
Eraser head.
What a freaky monster!
Yeah. And can you imagine an eraser for a head?
That's what I did imagine.
That means the rest of you use a pencil, and that's so inconvenient.
I know. Yes, yes. And so, but so... It's time for a full rebrand for David, baby. He wants to make some sweet buckaroos before he shuffles off this mortal coil.
Buco Dolores?
No. Buckaroos.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
And so I'm getting into the game of the most marketable films there are, raunchy teen sexual comedies.
Wow. Well, I think you have your stars cool. right here.
I know.
Who else can poop on cue?
I
Not
know.
Many people.
Any of you would be wonderful in these raunchy teen sexual comedies.
I don't know that these are all that popular anymore, but I mean, that may be beside what the point. I would love to see you try one.
Would you like to hear some of my
sure.
ideas
yeah.
for raunchy
yeah.
teen sexual
yeah.
comedies?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, these were just things that came to me in a dream when I was sleeping in the concrete art studio out behind my house where I hide from my family.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not. I get to smoke in there. So these pitches are best heard with the beautiful sounds of Angelo Badalamenti's piano underneath them.
Do you want to plug into this?
Oh, I didn't know we could clear Angelo Badalamenti's. But yes,
hey, I'm
of
a scofflaw. You can do
yes,
anything
of
on
course.
This show.
Let me let me find it. Oh,
let
goodness.
Me find it.
Let me think
that you would come prepared.
Well, I didn't expect all of this. Let's see.
You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
You pitched something.
I know, but I thought that people at home could set up something to.
Wait, you thought that people were going to imagine the
yes,
music?
People could enjoy this the way I listen to music, which is two different sets of speakers pointing at different sides of my head.
I'll do it.
I got it.
You got it? All right.
Wow.
It's too loud.
Wow.
It's too loud.
I can turn it down.
Okay, good. Okay, listen.
This is 90% of my job here, is turning things up or down.
I have to say, you're very good.
Now, of course, these are raunchy movies. These are the kind of movies that feature teenagers, boobs, and horny situations.
Ooh, wow.
Not these boobs, because they're sewn to a vagina.
That's come on.
In
I
anyways,
can rip them off.
You'll never need a bra again.
I know. But also, we can rip them off. We can create a movie called In Stitches.
Write that down. Okay, the first film is called Boob House.
Boob House.
Yes. Okay. When popular senior Alan's parents go out of town to attend a shadow orgy, he and his lacrosse buddies turn his house into a party pad to increase their chances of seeing boobs. The titular Boob House.
Titty.
Key scenes include the boys of Boob House convincing the Swedish exchange student to play spin the bottle on a slip and slide.
Huh.
That's good, right?
It seems dangerous.
Logistically, how that
okay,
works.
All right. Yeah. Alan's buddy Munch flooding the Boob House bathroom Munch. After shitting too hard.
Oh!
That's comedy.
We could be Munch.
We could be Munch.
And finally, a drifter cutting off the hand of a lumberjack.
Okay, that's how's
that's
that funny?
That's less funny.
That's less of a raunchy comedy situation.
I mean, it's body you know, eccentric.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but not the part of the body that
okay.
is considered taboo.
I mean, I see. Like the penis, which I have.
Congratulations.
Earlier we were talking about what genitals
are. Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for a funny person to pull that off, we know a coyote with a wig that is hilarious.
Very
I know her. She's my neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Up on Mulholland Drive.
She's a coyote of the hills.
That's yes. right. Yes.
You live on Mulholland.
I live on
Mulholland. Where are you set?
Yeah, I live where the car crash took place in my movie. Yes.
Write this down so we can go creepy.
Okay, let me dip in your blood to write.
Okay, write this down because this next pitch is hot, hot, hot.
You want to start the music over again?
Yeah, did it stop?
No, it's still going, but I think okay, great. Fresh start on the music.
There
we go.
Okay. This one's called Use It or Lose It. After being scared by misinformation dispensed by their sex ed teacher, the dudes in McKinley High School's Haunting Industrial Noise Club make a pact to lose their virginities before their dicks fall off. Key scenes include nerdy teen Leonard accidentally fingering the German lunch lady, Mrs. Buttfluger.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a... That's good.
That's fun. Yeah,
a lot of foreign woman harassment here. It was great.
Yes. I like to harass those I love. Dwayne and Skeeter arguing over whether or not their three-way with the principal's daughter counted for Skeeter if he only got the top half. And an old toll booth operator who speaks only in echoes. Right?
Again, like your third thing is...
The third thing is stranger than the other two? Is that what you're telling me?
It seems like it.
You know, fit within the genre as well. Yeah.
I wasn't picking up on this when I was in my flow states thanks to TM. Which Paul McCartney does.
Oh, congratulations. Ah, it's always great to get a new convert over to TM.
Yes, yes.
What's the difference between TM and just plain M?
Oh, meditation?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one is transcendental.
But oh, that makes sense. That's what the T is for.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's what the T is for. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have another one?
Do
you want to start the music over?
I do. Yes, yes, yes. All right, here we go. Okay. Okay.
Hey.
Here we go.
Hey.
The final pitch.
And look, David, your third thing better not be weirder than the other things.
Let me take a look at it. Nope. It looks very normal to me. We'll find out when we get there. This one's called Mama's Boys with a Z.
At the end of what? The mama?
Both.
Oh, Mama's Boys. Okay.
Yes, for extra relevance with the teens.
I see two Z's, though, when I start to fall asleep.
What do you mean? Oh, because the third Z might appear.
Yeah.
Put you to sleep. Okay.
Beetlejuice rules.
Yes, Beetlejuice rules. Beetlejuice is normal to be.
Oh, no, we've said it.
What? What about what Lauren Boebert did in the Beetlejuice audience? Is that normal to you?
That's yes. What could be more erotic than a man covered in grave rot dancing for your amusement? How could they contain their erotic desires?
You seem to know a lot about pop culture, almost like you write for a television show.
I've got my finger on the pulse, man. I'm in Bob's Big Boy every day listening to what the people are talking about.
Wait, is Drew Carey paying for your meals?
Yes.
That's unfair. You're in the DGA.
Start paying. I know, but listen. Okay, Mom.
All right, so we get Mom's Boys. You are an actor, though. You were into it.
That's right. I'm SAG. The boys of Phi Delta Chi plan themselves a wet and wild spring break in Cabo.
Whee!
But thanks to a series of clerical errors, they end up at the same Indianapolis hotel that's hosting the country's biggest MILF convention.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds good to me so far. Right? Yeah.
I would go to a MILF convention. I qualify.
Of course. Yes. We would all attend a MILF convention.
No dog mothers, though.
But wouldn't there be room for all mothers at the MILF convention?
I mean, yes, I'd like to ilf them, but
our mom would be perfect in this movie. Yeah. Look at her.
Yes. Okay. Click, good. Click, okay. Click, great. Click,
click, all right. What else?
Semi rich. Okay. Key scenes included.
I feel like you need to start.
Keys. Okay. Hold up. Restarting.
Great.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I just want to make sure there's enough.
Okay. Good. 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 Mama's Boys with a Z. The boys are we get it. Okay. Key scenes include frat president Johnny Thickneck making love to a foxy sales associate in an abandoned Sur La Table.
Okay. All right. Raunchy.
Mm-hmm. The guys discovering that all their moms are at the convention. They all swap moms and have sex with each other's moms.
Pretty raunchy. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I think there's a reality show like that, Mom Island.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you'll love the third thing.
Thank you.
Laura Dern sobbing in a trash can. And those are the pitches for the raunchy movie.
Let's make them all. I don't know.
What?
Laura Dern is such a weighty actor. I just think
weighty. She's Rael Finn.
She's a gay icon.
A gay icon.
She's
What's
an icon,
that?
Period.
Why do you care about
You're that? A gay icon.
I what? Am?
Yeah.
David Lynch is a gay
What's
icon?
It take to become a gay icon? Because I kind of want to be one.
Ooh, you need to be 80% more confusing.
Yes.
I'm just confused.
Yeah, you're a little too literal, Scott.
Oh, okay.
Is this why people have been shouting slay at me?
Yeah.
I think maybe for a different reason.
Oh, really?
David. Yeah.
It's because of that Santa hat you're wearing.
Yes.
It's Christmas to you now. Yes. Halloween is Christmas
yes,
to you.
Yes, this is the happiest time of year. So what do we think of these movies? I mean, these are ready to go.
Could I play the German cafeteria worker?
Yes, Mrs.
Buttfluger. Yes. I just want to put my hat in the ring. I'm trying to get more acting work next year. Oh, so, let me know.
We'd be happy to have you.
I got to ask, why are you asking what we think? This isn't Shark Tank. Like, we're not investing
in this. I
know,
but I'm shy.
That makes it, David. You should have just said that.
I know. It's hard for me because I have such a bombastic voice and personality. But the truth is, I'm shy.
You're just a little shy boy.
I'm shy.
We'll fund all your movies.
You will?
Yeah. Wait, do you guys have a lot of money?
Yeah.
From where?
Lawsuits.
Wow. Being sued or suing someone else?
Suing so many people.
Who do you sue?
The municipality of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They have deep pockets.
That's right. We fall down City Hall stairs once every four years.
We slip on sidewalks.
Fall off of curbs.
There's going to be real accessibility problems now that you're sewn together. So I think there's opportunity there for you.
That's right. They need to be ADA compliant, those bastards.
Yeah. Those pieces of shit.
Those fucking fuckholes.
Hey, I live there.
Fuck you, Scott.
Hey,
fuck you.
I'll take it from Felicia, but not from the likes of you.
Hey, fuck Scott, right?
David.
Sorry.
David, we're co-workers.
Sorry, I know.
We're colleagues.
I was just trying to
hop on the bit. We're fellow DGA members.
Yes, yes. When people think of iconic alt directors, it's you and me, baby. Wow, I sued the city
Lars
of Los
Angeles.
You sued the city,
I sued the city once because I fell and hit my head while I was walking down some of the hidden stairways in Los Feliz.
That's right.
And then they took me to the hospital and tried to cure my fever dreams.
Oh, no.
I said, no, that's just the way I think, man.
Yeah, I remember.
I can imagine when a doctor asks you questions when you go in for checkups and stuff.
Yes.
It must be very confusing.
That's why I never go in for checkups. I check myself out.
Oh,
I'm my own doctor.
How are you doing?
Bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've been smoking since I was in the womb.
How's your poop? What's your poop tensile strength?
What's the tensile strength of my feces?
How strong is it on what's the usual scale of tensile strength of poop?
All I know is the Mohs scale,
I'll tell you the Mohs scale. Okay, certainly. On the Mohs scale, it's probably somewhere in the middle. But if you want a visual reference,
gypsum.
Most of my movements come out looking exactly like the creature from Eraserhead.
Mine too.
Which I will never explain how I created.
Wow.
Just tell us.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was real.
Oh. Wow, it's a documentary.
That's right.
Yes, yes. It was a real baby that I birthed by myself.
Okay.
Is the Eraserhead technically a cryptid?
Yes, it is technically a cryptid. Sharp Eye, Blair or Selma, whichever you are.
I forgot.
I thought you asked if it was encrypted.
No, cryptid.
What's a cryptid again?
Like a Bigfoot.
Yeah, or a Yeti.
Like a nest.
Yes.
Right.
Or a mysterious shadow force wandering through the woods of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Or Wario.
I don't know. Is Wario a cryptid? Really?
Yeah.
No.
We all had dinner with Wario.
Yes.
That's unfortunate. I would never want to have dinner with Wario.
Yeah.
Really?
He's a little bit salty for my taste.
Salty. Kind of
he's a poor loser.
He's hilarious.
Wario's fascinating. We all know Mario, sure. But imagine, if you can, a version of Wario with a different hat and a different shaped mustache. They look so similar, and yet they are completely antithetical to one another.
That's right.
Mario is the Lost Highway version of Mario.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And in my version of the Mario Brothers movie, both would be played by Robert Blake.
No!
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, to no. me, he's normal.
Well, yeah. I mean, didn't you cast him after all that went down in Lost Highway?
Maybe.
All right. A little bit. Well, look, we're running out of time.
No, unfortunately. Say it ain't so.
Oh, no, I have to say it is so. But we are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Bought a scarecrow, stuck him in the cornfield. Now I'm too afraid to go out there. Why they make these scarecrows so damn scary? Plus, the birds learned how to puppeteer the scarecrow. So he's dancing in my nightmares now. Spooky, spooky plugs.
Ooh, bone chilling.
I'm terrified.
That was We've Come for Your Overalls by Weetay. Thank you to Weetay for that wonderful plugs theme. If you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and we'll play it on the show. And you can be famous for a week. And Weetay, you are famous for a week. And Felicia, what are we plugging here this week?
I think I'm going to plug the thing we've been plugging all day. Let's be consistent. It's Third Eye. It's on Audible. It's a fantasy comedy starring me and a bunch of really cool people like Neil Gaiman and Will Wheaton and Sean Astin and Janet Vardy. And yeah, get your money's worth in that you probably have a free credit. So cash it in.
Exactly. I'm going to be doing this tonight, all 7 hours. I may watch The Godfather 2 for 3.5 of the hours.
I mean, you could choose. Maybe do half and half.
Yeah. Every other minute, switch off. God. Anytime The Godfather 2 goes into a flashback, I then turn it off and I listen to
Third Eye and get on the treadmill or something. Yeah,
yeah, and get on the treadmill. Yeah, a lot like Jared Padalecki.
Yes,
how am I supposed to know that? I said what I said. You gotta give me credit for getting it almost right.
Early aughts heartthrob and now adult gentleman Jared Padalecki should be a part of your repertoire.
He's part of mine.
Have you ever cast him in something?
Oh, I would love to. I used to watch the CW nonstop.
Yeah, they had a lot of creepy stuff on there.
Not to me.
No, it was normal to you. David, what do you want to plug?
I, of course, would like to plug the Blu-ray of Inland Empire, which is also about 3 hours long and was shot on digital video in an era when it looked awful.
And yet Criterion still put it out.
Yes, because it's a masterpiece and a barely watchable masterpiece. But I'd also like to plug the work of comedian Devin Field, who has a podcast.
Oh, I know him.
Oh,
I took a plane with him recently.
Oh, awful.
But to you, I mean, it's awful, but to me, it was great.
It was normal and great? Yeah. Okay.
Was he in Coach and you were in first class?
Oh, no, this was Spirit, I believe.
Oh, no.
We were all in Coach. I mean, I wasn't there. Wait, I was. I was dressed as the woman who showed up to that screening of... Blue Velvet
or no,
Lost
Highway.
Highway. Lost
right,
Highway.
Yeah.
I walked up and down the aisle of the plane shouting, Henry! Henry! Anyway, listen to Devin Field's podcast firsthand. I'm David Lynch.
Firsthand? Third Eye? Wow.
What's firsthand about? What is it about?
It's a delightful podcast in which two men, Devin Field and Greg Gallant, talk to people who witnessed the great events of history and try to correct. This season, they're trying to correct the course of history.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Doesn't it sound fascinating?
It does. I mean, you could have pitched it a little, but maybe Devin could have pitched it a little bit better.
Devin could pitch it really
a little
well,
bit better.
I doubt it.
Selma and Blair, what do you want to plug?
Ooh, we want to plug. We have we do have a genital fight happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've got
November
tickets.
3rd. Yeah, on November 3rd.
November 3rd.
In the parking lot.
What are tickets to you, David?
Tickets to me? Why, they are loose pieces of ham.
And we accept those. Okay. We love those. Yeah. We love those. In the parking lot of Loth Globoth at 10 p.m. on November 3rd.
Yeah, okay. So be there.
Be there.
It'll be good. We also have a podcast.
Oh, you mean the podcast we listen to?
I mean, we listen to a podcast we love.
It's so fucking cool and funny and scary.
And it's so scary.
Well, this is a perfect time to listen to a scary podcast. It's, what is this one?
This one's called Too Spooky to Handle.
That's right. It's part of Earwolf Prevents.
Yes. That's right. And is it two twos, like Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yes.
Correct. Oh.
It's two twos.
That title is the same as my lower back tattoo.
That has twos.
That's right. Too Spooky tattoos. To Handle.
Yeah, you can really see it when you're hitting it from behind.
You're a gay icon.
You're a gay icon.
Gay icon.
What is Too Spooky to Handle?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's really great. So every Friday of October, these really funny people named Betsy and Mono and a bunch of friends have improvised horror movies.
Whoa. That's right. Improvised horror movie filled with characters and stupidity and sound effects, yeah, starring people like Nicole Byer, John Gabrith, Mary Holland, Oscar Montoya,
Lauren Lapkin.
Yeah, Katie Dippold, and Payam Banafab.
Yes.
Wow. Look how well they pitch not even their podcast.
Star-Studded.
It's just something they listen to.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen to. Gavin Field is sitting somewhere feeling like shit.
You should listen. It's free on Earwolf
it's
for them.
Yeah, so
it's
look
free.
Up Earwolf Presents in your
it's
podcast
free.
Feeds, and there are a few episodes out right now. Right?
All of them, maybe.
All of them, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
This probably all of them.
The day before Halloween, so out. I think they're all
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
They're all out.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Tell your friend, leave an Apple Podcast review.
I want to plug, look, the Comedy Bang Bang book is still out there available to be sold on for your holiday pleasure. And we have signed versions coming out. I think we have some coming out through Barnes & Noble, as well as I think Earwolf is going to be selling. We did about 100 through Earwolf. So if you want to wait to buy the book for those, go ahead. But you can find out any information about it at cbbworld.com/book. And while you're over there at CBB World, check out all the shows we have over there. We have CBB Presents. We have Scott Hasn't Seen. We also have... oh, man, we have The Neighborhood Listen just came over to CBB World, so that's very exciting. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Time to open the plug bag. Open up the plug bag.
I gotta say it's pretty goddamn crazy, but all the eggs that you have on the side of
plug.
The bag, baby. On the side
plug.
Of the bag, baby.
Open up that plug bag.
I gotta say it's pretty goddamn crazy. Pretty goddamn crazy, but all the eggs that you have on the side of the bag, baby. On the side of the bag, baby.
Open up that bag.
Oh my god.
Bag, baby.
You know, when we said make them under a minute, we didn't want them all to be 57, 58 seconds long.
It got a little awkward. The last 10, I was like, oh, it's too long. But then I got back into it.
It got back into
it. It was like listening to Godfather Part 2.
Which is the only way to do it, as far as I'm concerned. I want to thank, that was Dustin Gray with All Inside the Plug Bag, Baby. Thanks so much to Dustin. And guys, I want to thank you. Felicia, always great to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Two Timers Club.
When I said I never wanted to be a three timer, I didn't mean it.
Have really? I would love to have you back.
Yeah, it was really fun. Although I don't want these creeps on there when I'm at. Okay,
okay, I'll try.
I mean,
who
I'm
knows
sorry.
My booking producer is.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Have a bloody Dorito.
Oh, God, Dorito. It's so covered in your everything.
Yeah. Coagulant blood. Selma and Blair, thanks so much. Good luck to you guys. And it sounds like to me like you're starring in David's new film. This
is
it's gonna be my swan song. Let's do it together, kids.
Yeah.
You got it. What do you say, Mom?
Clack, 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 clack. Wow.
Wow.
She said no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mommy, please. Mommy, please.
Mommy,
stop it.
Do it.
I wouldn't have expected this. Your mom is so normal.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.